This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
San Diego Comic-Con, the largest fan convention in North America and one of the biggest promotional events of the year, has been canceled in the wake of the coronavirus. The event, which is attended by 130,000 people per year, was scheduled to be held from July 23rd to 26th. The cancellation is the first in the event's history, but it will return next year. Dang, and my Wonder Woman costume was so good this year! The popular Netflix docuseries Tiger King will be the subject of a new comic book coming in June. Tidal Wave Productions is adding the Netflix phenomenon to the infamous series of pop culture comic books. It'll be written by Michael Frizzell and illustrated by Joe Paradise. You can't make this stuff up. I never imagined I'd be researching a book like this, said Frizzell. Yeah, me neither. Jennifer Lopez wants the $40 million lawsuit filed by the stripper who inspired Hustlers be thrown out of court. Samantha Barbash claims she was the inspiration for Lopez's character Ramona, saying producers tried to get her to sign a release, but she refused. She says they profited off her likeness and defamed her by making it look like she made drugs around her kids. Good luck with that suit. Dwayne The Rock Johnson let fans in on the ups and downs of his marriage during quarantine, and he got a little personal about his isolation life, telling the world he's making more babies. The Rock said, quote, "You're gonna get snippy, short-tempered, and you guys may erupt at each other over some silly shit like we did," unquote. But his story does have a happy ending. Sorry. Singer Sam Smith just made a huge admission that may get him in a little bit of hot water after he confessed to using poppers with Nicole Scherzinger while out partying together last year. You have to hear this story. Smith said, quote, "I can completely confirm I love poppers. I've been ashamed to say that, but I have so much fun when I do poppers," unquote. Kids, don't do drugs. Rapper The Game's income is being seized to pay off the woman who was awarded $7 million for alleged sexual assault. A federal court judge has granted a motion brought by a woman named Priscilla Rainey, who's trying to collect on the millions owed by the rapper. Rainey was a contestant on The Game's VH1 dating reality show She's Got Game. For now, she's got bupkis. We'll see. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are having ups and downs. A source said, quote, "Katy's dealing with the nerves of being a first-time parent, and Orlando is stressing about having a baby in their lives at this time. That said, she's overjoyed and elated that she's pregnant. She's always wanted to be a mom," unquote. Yep, having a baby during a pandemic. That'll keep you wide awake. Sorry. When it comes to wedding planning, Vanderpump Rules star Stassi Schroeder is having a hard time keeping a positive outlook. The reality TV personality, 31, said, quote, "We're trying to stay optimistic that things will sort itself out. I've given up the dream of having an awesome big wedding. I give zero f**ks at this point," unquote. And neither do we. When Andrea Bocelli's Easter performance at Duomo di Milan was first conceived, it was being thought of primarily as a local event. The live stream's instigator, the mayor of Milan, came up with the idea with the intention of uplifting his home country. Well, the concert was a big success, surpassing 30 million views in less than 24 hours. Molto bueno! Shark Tank star Damon John tried to hawk N95 masks for a high price to desperate Florida officials trying to get the critical gear to frontline healthcare workers. John, who's the CEO of the Shark Group, offered to sell the masks to the state at $7 a pop, more than three times the market rate. The state agreed to pay $7 million for 1 million masks. Shark or pig? Although many inmates throughout the country are being sent home due to the threat of coronavirus and the increasing number of cases in prisons, Bill Cosby isn't going anywhere. Cosby's rep hinted that the disgraced comedian would be released due to the pandemic. But last week, however, Pennsylvania's Governor Tom Wolf ordered some prisoners to their homes, but not America's perv. Or dad. HBO announced that Westworld has been renewed for a fourth season. Casey Bloys, president of HBO programming, said, quote, "We thoroughly enjoyed every twist and turn from the minds of master storytellers Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy. We can't wait to see where their inspired vision takes us next," unquote. Well, maybe Bloys can explain the story to us then. Joe Rogan, bragging about being tested for the coronavirus twice, has sparked a backlash. While on his Joe Rogan Experience podcast this week, the former Fear Factor host said, "I got tested yesterday, and I got tested 2 days before that. I'm just going to test myself every 3 or 4 days." Well, since many hospitals are running out of coronavirus tests, maybe he should be tested for being an idiot. Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo has called out-of-touch TV doctors amid the coronavirus outbreak. The TV doctors she was referring to were Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, and Dr. Drew. Dr. Oz, for example, said reopening schools sounded like an appetizing opportunity because it may only cause 2-3% in terms of total mortality. Doctors? No. Idiots? Yes.
The trash bin.
Rapper Blueface attempted to throw some sort of social distancing stripper party at his home in L.A., and not only was it a bad idea, the bash ended in an all-out brawl. Blueface shared parts of the violent melee with his followers on Instagram, laughing most of the time at what was unfolding inside his house. The few that were wearing masks ditched them in the fight. Idiots!
The news wrap-up.
ESPN's The Last Dance, chronicling Michael Jordan's final season with the Chicago Bulls, has been their most-watched documentary ever. New streaming app Quibi leaped to 2.7 million downloads in its first 2 weeks. People Magazine's publisher joined a growing list of media companies slashing pay as ads slumped. On Shake Shack initially taking a $10 million small business loan, Mark Cuban said, "You're going to kill your brand."
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn is the top streaming film.
The number one album.
DaBaby's Blame It On Baby is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Minecraft is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
Untamed by Glennon Doyle is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Sam Smith may have come down with the coronavirus and fought it off. The 27-year-old said, quote, "I didn't get tested, but I know I had it. 100% had it," unquote. Only a few days later, Smith's sister, who lives with him, began experiencing the same symptoms. "Me and her self-isolated for 3 weeks because we just knew," the singer added. But having the virus inspired him to want to sing. He continued, "I suddenly had this urge to sing. The first 2 weeks I was like, I just want to sing. I don't want to sing my songs. I don't want to sing and film it. I just want to walk around the house and sing." Well, very inspired. And his new track is dynamite. Here's Sam Smith featuring Demi Lovato with the song of the week, I'm Ready.
It's a cold night in my bed in the heat of the summer.
No, I've been looking hard for a lover disguised as a sinner.
It's so high when you're with someone, your heart breaks and it ain't no fun. But I gotta take that risk tonight.
That was Sam Smith featuring Demi Lovato with the Song of the Week, I'm ready. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.